The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. It is Tuesday, April 5th, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thank you for joining us here on the Normal Network for our show. 2 hours of news, talk, interviews, information, music, comedy, and more by, for, and about the cannabis community. Unless you're listening to a replay or the podcast, and then you're only getting the first hour. So make sure that you join us at the Normal Network at live.normal.org every day, Pacific time, 1 o'clock, Eastern time, 4 o'clock. If you want to catch that second hour, it's at 2 Pacific, 5 o'clock Eastern. You can catch the live hour and join us for call-ins. You may have noticed the t-shirt. It's kind of casual Tuesday, I suppose, here at Normal Show Live. And that's because our engineer is back, Ganja John, with show and tell and goodies for everyone.
I'm alive.
You made it.
I made it.
Check out the cool hoodies wearing there.
Yeah, I'm rocking some High Times hoodies. Me and Calico are both rocking High
Times.
Yeah,
High Times
actually.
Medical Cannabis Cup. Of course, Calico, the intern, is in here as well. He's got his hoodie on there, too, as well. You can check that out. There you go. High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. And myself, I've got the Black Tuna Gang t-shirt.
I love it.
Oh, it's great. It's got a great back to it. We'll give you a better look at that in an hour or two. Also joining us from our virtual studios in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, is Cannabis Carrie.
Hello. Welcome back, Ganja John.
Thank you so much.
So glad you made it back. I feel left out. I don't have a sweatshirt. I'm going to go find your duck sweatshirt and put it on right now.
Yeah, you can be cool like the rest of the kids, huh? Carrie brings us our hemp headlines right after the first break. What do we have in the news today, Carrie?
Well, today we've got some big news coming out of Montana. We're going to fill you in about that. Also, a medical marijuana bill introduced into another Western state. Plus, I hate to do it, Russ, but I got a few stupid stoners.
Oh.
Stoner stories I'm going to throw at you.
Oh, my goodness. Stupid stoner stories. All right, coming up there. Right after this first break. Also on today's show, we've got your Electric Tuesday music from Cannabis Cure UK. He is the host of the Cannabis Cure UK from Sussex, England. That'll be on the Normal Network today at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. Also, Isaiah Valdez from Idaho Normal comes to talk about medical marijuana, and then a little bit of Radical Rant at the end. We're back after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Normal National Conference 2011, Denver, Colorado, April 21st through 23rd.
I'm not a crook.
When President Nixon declared war on marijuana smokers, Normal was founded by a young lawyer named Keith Strupp. And now, in our 40th year, Normal is coming of age as states begin discussing outright marijuana legalization.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Join us in Denver, Colorado, the day after 420 for our 40th annual National Conference. You'll learn about marijuana law, cannabis science, and the grassroots activism necessary to end prohibition. Set in the Mile High City, America's cannabis capital. Special guests include medical marijuana pioneer and Harvard Emeritus Dr. Lester Grinspoon, U.S. Congressman Jared Polis, and Normal founder Keith Strupp. Normal National Conference 2011, coming of age in Denver, Colorado, April 21st through 23rd. It's the true Rocky Mountain High.
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapists will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
In a surprising turn of events, the bill that looked like it was in trouble of getting any support in Montana has now passed through both the Montana House and the Montana Senate and is on its way to the governor's desk. House Bill 161 was written to completely repeal the entire Montana medical marijuana law and make 30,000 Montana citizens who now use medical marijuana legally into criminals. Just last week, the bill missed a cost estimate deadline and looked like it was all but dead on arrival in the House. Legislatures were instead putting their energy into a strict regulations overhaul bill. But many GOP leaders in the House said they would support nothing less than a full repeal, so the bill was seemingly overwhelming odds to get the required majority vote did pass the Montana House. Montana's medical marijuana law was passed by a voter initiative with 64% of the voters voting for a medical marijuana program back in 2004. Governor Brian Schweitzer would now have to veto the bill for the medical marijuana program to stay alive. The second bill, another Republican-sponsored bill, Senate Bill 423, the overhaul and regulation bill, is still under consideration and will be heard later this week. If the regulation and the overhaul bill passes as well, then they would have to do some coordinating language that will be put into both bills before sending them off to the governor's desk. If the House accepts the Senate amendments to House Bill 161, then it will go directly to Governor Schweitzer's desk for him to sign into law or to veto. If the House rejects the amendments that the Senate added, the bill will go into a conference committee to iron out the differences. For medical marijuana patients, the scenario that is playing out in their state is a nightmare. The director for the Montana Medical Growers Association, Jim Gingery, says he is shocked that the legislator would vote to repeal a voter-passed initiative. He said particularly one that has created jobs, helped the Montana economy, and has helped patients lead better lives. Some caregivers are worried that if the repeal bill is signed into law, the registry that they signed up for will become a harassment list for law enforcement. With one stroke of the pen, Governor Schweitzer can leave Montana patients who use cannabis with no protection from law enforcement and punishment for using medical marijuana. Some patients have said they are looking to move out of state if the governor signs a repeal bill. If the governor does sign the legislation, it would go into effect on July 1st of this year. It has been a rather unpleasant month for medical marijuana advocates in Montana. Before the movement in the legislature, dozens of dispensaries were raided by federal and local law enforcement just a few weeks ago. So now is the time. Please contact the governor of Montana now and tell him that signing away the will of the voters is not an acceptable solution.
Yeah, this is so strange in America, where we would have a situation with the people putting together an initiative. The very people that are supposed to be the rulers of this country would put together an initiative for their state and get the rest of their state citizens to vote for. You know, the will of the people, right? 62% that they passed this in Montana. And then you would have, what, 50 senators and a few more in the House there? You know, a handful of people who think the people are wrong, right? A handful of elected officials who think, no, we don't like what you've done here. We don't like that you've created a legal medical marijuana, and we're going to get rid of it, right? The arrogance that they would use here, the temerity to overturn the will of the people. It's just amazing to me. And now the fate of 28,000 plus people who are registered on this medical marijuana program, their fate and whether or not they become criminals rests in the hands of one man, the governor. It just blows your mind, doesn't it, to think about that in a democracy, that the people, by a 62% majority, would vote that these folks are not criminals, but one man now can decide that they are. You got to get involved. You got to make a call. Here's the contact information. It's the Office of the Governor, Brian D. Schweitzer, at the Montana State Capitol Building. You can call 406-444-3111. Easy way to remember, 406-444-3111. 406-444-3111. And you can get in touch with the governor's office there and tell them that 28,000 people using medical marijuana in Montana should not become criminals on July 1st. That if there needs to be a change in medical marijuana in Montana, that the legislature needs to work with the people who instituted this program, to make positive change in that program. And again, please veto this legislation.
The Idaho State Legislature heard testimony yesterday from patients who would qualify for medical marijuana under Representative Tom Trail's medical marijuana bill, House Bill 19. Republican Tom Trail from Moscow, Idaho, sponsored the medical marijuana measure that would allow Idaho patients to purchase and possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana from a designated compassion center. The testimony on the bill was heard by the House Health and Welfare Committee as part of an informational hearing on the bill. A handful of patients delivered gut-wrenching testimony of their quality of life without medical marijuana. Debbie Field, the director of the Idaho Office of Drug Policy, spoke out against the bill at the hearing yesterday, saying that the State Criminal Justice Commission has already voted to oppose it. She noted that Montana is having so many problems with their medical marijuana program that they are looking to repeal it out of concern. Representative Trail noted that Mrs. Field had a point. The fact that so many states with medical marijuana programs went through the voter initiative process, not through the rigorous hearing that legislation requires. He said his bill would be one of the most strict bills in the country if passed, and if passed through the legislative process, will have the stamp of legislators working out all the issues. Idaho does have a voter initiative process as well, so a medical marijuana bill is likely in the next few years. He said he is trying to get Idaho in line with other Western states that allow medical marijuana, like Oregon and Washington. Currently in Idaho, possession of even traces of marijuana is classified as a misdemeanor, carrying a penalty of up to 1 year in jail and a fine of up to $1,000. Anyone who is 18 and or under and caught with any amount of marijuana automatically loses their driver's license for an entire year. Possession of 3 ounces or more is a felony, carrying up to a 5-year prison sentence and fines up to $10,000. A pretty scary proposition for anyone who is using marijuana to treat an illness. The informational hearing means that action on the bill is not expected this year, but Representative Trail hopes that it is an important first step in making Idaho one of the progressive states that allow people with qualifying conditions to use marijuana as a therapy.
And we'll be speaking with Isaiah Valdez, the executive director of Idaho Normal. He was there at the hearings in Boise just yesterday, and he contacted us here at Normal as far as getting expert testimony on the bills. I know that Paul Armentano sent in some testimony, and I believe Isaiah was able to get some doctors and some patients to speak to these legislators. And folks, you know, being a native of Idaho, I want to give you hope here that there is a chance for medical marijuana, and I think Representative Trail is going about this the right way. In pointing out that this would be very different than the initiative passed laws that we've got here in the Western states. And also to point out how, you know, Idaho is basically surrounded, other than Wyoming and Utah, they're surrounded by medical marijuana states. And they can learn from the best things that have happened in these states and be able to fix the things that they consider to be mistakes. Idaho's program doesn't have to be like anyone else's program. So I encourage everyone to get involved with Idaho Normal. Check them out at idahonormal.org. They've got a rapidly growing base of activism that's happening there. And again, stay tuned for Half Past. We'll speak with Isaiah Valdez and get the Boots on the Ground report.
Stupid Stoner Stories.
As a public service, Normal reminds you that smoking marijuana will not make one stupid. However, some stupid people do smoke marijuana. Don't be one of those stoners that make the rest of us look bad. Learn your lesson from today's
Stupid Stoner Story.
A 19-year-old man was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border. Oh, this wheelchair. The man was acting very nervous at the border checkpoint, so agents decided to search him, and then the marijuana was found hidden inside the wheelchair seat. After finding the marijuana-laced wheelchair, the man admitted that he wasn't even disabled and was led away on his feet to a jail cell. Both the marijuana and the wheelchair were taken as evidence. He's being held at the San Diego County Jail on $35,000 bail, and he will be in court to face trafficking and possession charges on April 11th. And then as a twofer, a man from Davenport, Iowa was arrested last week for possession of marijuana and for stealing a Krispy Kreme donut truck. The 20-year-old was charged with grand theft auto and possession of less than 20 grams of marijuana. The man said he stole the Krispy Kreme donut truck not because of the delicious donuts inside, but instead because his feet hurt and he was tired of walking. The theft was discovered when the gentleman got into a fender bender with another truck in a parking lot. And inside of the stolen donut truck, officers found 338 boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts as well as a plastic bag of marijuana. No word on how many boxes of donuts were in there at the time it was stolen.
Wow. Okay. You know, I've had some people that have claimed to have grown some wheelchair weed, but I don't think that's what they meant. I don't think they meant the weed was actually in the wheelchair. Oh, how sad is that? This guy trying to fake disability to get marijuana traffic. That's amazing. And the Krispy Kreme truck. I wish we had the sound clip of Homer Simpson saying, donuts. That would be so perfect at this step. Thanks, Carrie, for the stupid stoner. I've got some more news for us here. We mentioned this story yesterday in hour two, but I wanted to bring it to you for the podcast audience. Springfield, Oregon pays medical marijuana patient $7,500 settlement. This from the Register Guard in Salem, Oregon. Springfield, a medical marijuana user who threatened to sue the city of Springfield after police ticketed him for carrying the drug into the Springfield Justice Center, has instead accepted a $7,500 settlement that allows the city to deny any alleged wrongdoing in the incident. By settling the case, Paul McLean gave up his right to file a lawsuit accusing Springfield police of violating his civil rights in February 2010 when they issued him a citation for charging him with marijuana possession. Now, this is an interesting story. The Register Guard reports that the medical marijuana patient went to the courthouse to work out some unpaid traffic fines. He then let court officials search his backpack and they found a, quote, small amount of cannabis. He shows his patient card. A couple cops verify him on the state registry, and then they order him to take his medicine outside the building. Then our patient stashes his medicine, and it doesn't say where he stashes it, but I imagine back in his car. The patient goes out, stashes his medicine, and then he walks back to the courthouse building. The cops give him a ticket then outside the building for marijuana possession, even though he didn't have his medicine on him at the time. That's when a state senator, Floyd Prozanski, who's been a longtime ally of our medical marijuana movement, got involved. And again, back from the Register Guard here. Police said Officer Brian Antone wrote the ticket because he interpreted Oregon's medical marijuana law as saying that state registered patients are prohibited from carrying the drug in a public place. McLean's case prompted State Senator Floyd Prozanski, Democrat of Eugene, to advise Springfield's Municipal Court Judge James Strickland in writing that the law's intent is not to prohibit people from smoking or growing pot in public, is to prohibit people from smoking or growing pot in public, and, quote, not the simple act of carrying their medicine on their person or in their belongings when in a public place, end quote. Our patient then writes up a tort claim with the city, claiming a 14th Amendment violation of due process because nobody ever said you couldn't bring marijuana into a courthouse. Really? That's his claim. Nobody ever said you couldn't bring your marijuana in the courthouse. So he writes this 2-page claim letter, and the city, you know, decides they don't want to litigate it. And so he gets out not only out of the $500 ticket, but he also gets a $7,500 check. But it's scary to me that the cops in this situation, working at the state capitol, don't even understand how the medical marijuana law works, thinking that you couldn't carry your medical marijuana with you outside of your house. What is this? Medical marijuana patients are supposed to be shut in their house at all times if they want to stay, you know, pain-free, if they want to treat their conditions. They can't leave the house with their medicine. That's absurd. The Oregon Medical Marijuana Act says that it just cannot be seen in public view. You can't medicate in public view. You can't show your plants in public view. And while I still think that's absurd, it's a whole lot better protection than not being able to carry your cannabis outside of your house at all. Police, please learn the law that you are charged with enforcing.
Well, after that, I think it's time for some award-winning concentrate.
Oh, my goodness. It's so nice that you're back from High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. The best of. We're back right after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
USVI normal go. Broke down barrier. Herb is medicine to. Broke down barrier. Boost the economy and. Broke down barrier. It's helping other states. Broke down barrier. Cannabis for legalized to. Broke down barrier. Join and speak your voice. Broke down barrier. We gonna change the law. Broke down barrier. We got to educate. Broke down barrier. Yeah, this is Nayora, you know. Bigging up USVI normal. Working to legalize cannabis, you know, for the whole of the Virgin Islands.
USVI Normal is a nonprofit organization working to legalize cannabis for the use by the industries and responsible adults. Do your part. Join USVI Normal. Register to vote. Pass the word. Voice your opinion. You can change the law. Contact us for more information at 340-244-9179. You can also visit our website at www.usvinorml.org.
Normal Show Live reminds you to never consent to a search. If you're holding and you consent, in most states you will be arrested immediately and you will go to jail. If you don't consent to a search, police may try to intimidate you by threatening to bring in drug-sniffing dogs or try to fool you by saying things will go easier if you consent. Yeah, easier for them, sure. Stand your ground, refuse the search, and ask the officer if you're free to go. If they still detain you and eventually find your contraband, you'll be no more busted than if you had allowed the search. But by refusing the search, your attorney has a chance to win your acquittal before a judge. If you consent to the search, your attorney's hands are tied. You can find a list of Normal Legal Committee attorneys specializing in marijuana cases by visiting the Find a Lawyer link at normal.org.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420 friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Our PodSafe music is donated by freedom loving musicians who support our goal of ending adult marijuana prohibition. Today we bring you tunes for Electric Tuesday, our segment featuring the best of modern electronic music in the genres of dance, new age, house, and electronica. Brought to you by Greg in Surrey, Sussex, England, and Cannabis Cure UK. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now, here's some great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
Hey there, Tokers, this is the Cannabis Cure UK Weekly News Podcast, bringing you Electric Tuesday for Normal Show Live. Stepping a little bit into the John Doe Radio territory today, but it's from the UK, so I automatically claim rights to play it for you. Skunk Manual is Hyperactive, aka Jason Hawkins, the self-producing artist, quite clearly likes to hit the herb, and quite rightly too. Born and raised in the South London, Hyperactive is not your everyday rap artist. The first reason for this is due to him being an entirely independent artist in every literal sense, using his musical abilities to produce all album work he has ever made. He is bringing a fresh take on hip-hop with songs subject ranging from racism to knife crime to philosophical questions and just plain humor. Secondly, his title stretches further than just that of a rapper, but of a producer, editor, director, and even animator. Now boasting over 6 million views on YouTube and a fan base that is constantly growing, you can be sure everything seen so far is only the beginning. This one is Skunk Manual by Hyperactive. I dig it. Hope you do too. Toka. Peace out.
Like I'm in slow motion, wading through water when there's no ocean. Right now, I wouldn't even find a notion of sinking through the floor to observe, cause I'm close and I swear, every little thing seems joke. Not a care in the world, I just sit back and float so high I don't even remember what I first wrote. Now hold up, let me toke up some more of this smoke. Buy some skunk off of your brethren. Go home whilst avoiding feds and chop it into little segments, then roll and toke until your head spins. Buy some skunk off of your brethren. Go home whilst avoiding feds and chop it into little segments, then roll and toke until your head spins.
10 pounds richer and I feel 10 pounds lighter. But you need to understand I'm nowhere near the type of guy to smoke often. This is a one-nighter, yet still people always love to get all hyper, saying drugs are bad, and I couldn't agree more. Taking heroin, LSD, sniffing crack from a straw. But the thing is, that the occasional draw's doing nothing to me except breaking the law. It's not about the coke or the ecstasy, it's all about the green sitting next to me. Man, sniffing up and shit gets me vexed to see. Blazing green, green, such less complexity. Yet there's still so many who just don't back it. Bring up marijuana and they start a racket, telling you all about how it's bad trying to attack it. Talking shit while opening a cigarette packet. So anyone who's got a zoo food and a lot of juices with a group of friends is jamming to this gym. Bring fire to the end, take a blast and watch the ash extend. Inhale and send it over to a friend.
Buy some skunk off of your brethren's. Go home whilst avoiding feds and chop it into little segments, then roll and soak until your head spins. Buy some skunk off of your brethren's. Go home whilst avoiding feds and chop it into little segments, roll and soak until your head spins.
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
As High Times Senior Cultivation Editor, I'm often called into the field and asked to sample or even identify exotic strains of marijuana in their natural habitat. Now, for the first time, I've compiled more than 120 of my favorite strains into this single field guide designed to fit into your pocket as you travel the world in search of your favorite plant. From Friend's Closet Grow Room to the wilds of Northern California, this single guide covers all of today's best-known strains, plus heirlooms and throwbacks, including High Times quality photos and information on each variety's genetic heritage and growing characteristics, plus my personal notes on aroma, flavor, and potency. So this is Danny Danko, author of the official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains, wishing you good times and great ganja.
The official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains is available at HighTimes.com and finer bookstores.
Yar, the Army Pirates here. You know why we pirates love the Normal Show? Har, har! Because it's always smoking, matey. Har, har, har,
har. This is Normal Show Live. To be the Pirate King. Been busted? Need a lawyer? Call the Normal Legal Committee for an attorney near you. Find one at norml.org. Remember, attorneys are cheaper than a lifelong criminal drug record. It's that freedom. Freedom.
I'm free to do whatever.
The effects of marijuana prohibition are felt by all Americans in every walk of life, regardless of race, creed, color, religion, social status, wealth, gender, sexual orientation, or even one's use or non-use of marijuana. As the Marijuana Smokers Lobby, Normal hears the stories of these average Americans and brings them to the attention of our policymakers and our fellow citizens in this segment we call Normal Newsmakers.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're going back to my home state, the Gem State, Idaho, and the capital, Boise, Idaho, with Isaiah Valdez, who is the head of Idaho Normal. Isaiah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, you know, I'm really, really proud of what's going on with Idaho Normal because, you know, I left the state thinking that, boy, there's going to be so tough to get any activism going. It's just going to be such a hard haul. And you've gone, you know, headfirst into this and really done a great job. Your meetings have taken off. Tell people about the growing activism there in the Boise area and Idaho in general.
Well, the overall general consensus in Idaho, of course, which is initially was that nothing was going to happen here. We're going to be one of the last states to even get medical or even industrial hemp passed here. But we, knowing that, we still went into this just with desired commitment and a heart to try to do something about it. There's a lot of like-minded individuals such as myself who feel that, you know, marijuana prohibition is a failure and it's a waste of taxpayer dollars. And so we were based on that kind of commitment alone. We wanted to keep, you know, pushing for reform and awareness in Idaho. Mm-hmm. So we began having meetings about a year and a half ago at various places throughout Boise, and just, you know, putting advertisements out there of people to come and, you know, let's talk about marijuana laws and what we can do about it here in Boise and Idaho as a whole. The meetings were very small at first, you know, maybe about four or five people showed up at the very beginning, but over time, as, you know, we utilized Facebook and MySpace, we were able to get more people to start coming down and actually presenting themselves. And as you know, in Boise, we do have the annual Global Marijuana March, which will be happening the first Saturday of May. And through there, we always have a good turnout, and we are able to get more people to come in to our meetings and let them know that we're here trying to do something. And if you're interested in being a part of it, to come and, you know, get active.
Yeah, you know,
so we really
I was just going to say, I think, you know, being active, getting activism going in Boise, Idaho is like Frank Sinatra's New York, New York. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And you guys are having meetings with, what, 70 people, 75 people showing up? I'm thrilled by that. And now we've got, Kerry reported in the news, you know, Representative Tom Trail actually got a hearing for the medical marijuana bill, which, you know, there's so many steps it takes before you finally get it to a governor's desk. And oftentimes these bills don't even get a hearing, right? They're just ignored. So to get that hearing is pretty amazing. Tell folks about that. You were there at the hearing, right?
Yes, I was. This was actually the second informational hearing that the Committee on Health and Health and Welfare had, the first one being last Thursday. And after hearing testimony from that last Thursday, they adjourned and they wanted to know more, so they decided to have another meeting on Monday. Now, that's very crucial because They didn't have to ask for another hearing, but they wanted to know more about it, and they wanted to hear more testimony. So at least this shows that they have some interest in hearing about medical marijuana and the effects of it. Because I mean, as far as they know, you know, it's still the gateway drug and mm-hmm. the big propagated, you know, killer among youth. They know absolutely, like everybody on the committee, they don't know anything beyond what, you know, has been repeated over and over again by, you know, government agencies and DEA. So, you know, for us to kind of shed light on it from a different angle and a different perspective, I think that sparked some interest in them, and that's why they wanted to have this hearing on Monday. I myself attended, and also Lindsay Reinhart, who is a member of Idaho Normal, she testified before the committee. She had multiple sclerosis. She has 7 lesions on her brain, 3 lesions in her cerebral spine and 2 in her thoracic spine, and she gave a pretty emotional testimony as to the effects and the benefits of medical marijuana and helping her reduce her medications and also helping her lead a normal life. There was other testimony as well from other patients. There was also opposition who ended up turning out as well. Debbie Fields, who is the director for the Idaho Drug Control Policy Association, she came up and was testifying about how, you know, she is an MS patient and she takes different methods of treatment other than marijuana, which she says works for her, which is great. If it works for her, that's great, but it's not all the treatments work well for everybody.
Yeah, was she the one who was referencing dronabinol, Marinol pills?
Yeah, she referenced Marinol as an alternative, you know, a healthy alternative, which, you know, there was a couple of physicians able to speak about the cost of Marinol and the effects that are less proven, less helpful than marijuana. As you know, Marinol is just a THC-only pill, whereas cannabis itself provides cannabinoids and other cannabinoids that Marinol just doesn't provide. And so, you know, she was referencing Montana's medical marijuana law about, you know, how they're in limbo about repealing that, and also referenced a case there about a 2-year-old medical marijuana patient being given marijuana to smoke, which, you know, I totally, in my mind, I was like, yeah.
The patient was right. 2 years old? The child, the 2-year-old, was the patient?
Yeah, the 2-year-old was the patient, and she indicated to the committee that their child was getting medical marijuana to smoke.
You know, when I've heard cases of very young children being given medical marijuana, it's always in a cookie or something like that. That sounds very suspect to me.
It is actually very suspect. And so we were just trying to, you know, wanting to rebuttal this evidence, but she herself wasn't prepared for the hearing as well, because she just caught wind of it at the last moment. So she was asking to come back and, you know, bring some more statistics, data, evidence, and also some more information about why Montana's medical marijuana law is being repealed, which, you know, Idaho's law varies differently from Montana's medical marijuana law. So Idaho's bill that Tom Trail introduced would be very different and very strictly regulated compared with Montana's, but nonetheless, she was using that as kind of a reason for not passing medical marijuana.
Sure, sure. We're speaking with Isaiah Valdez, Executive Director of Idaho Normal. Get the information for contacting Idaho Normal at normal.org/chapters, and that goes for any state that you might be in right now. Normal.org/chapters will take you to all the states. And Isaiah, you mentioned differences in the Idaho bill compared to what else is going on here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, I know one of the big differences is no home cultivation in the Idaho bill. Can you give us some others or speak about that no home cultivation?
Right. Tom Trail was said that in his first draft of the bill, he had laid out where if a registered patient lives in an area where they're unable to get to a treatment center, then that patient would be allowed to cultivate at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of like Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like, you know, if you live within a certain radius, or if you live out in the woods, or, you know, and you have no transportation to a treatment center, kind of something similar to that. But he, the newest draft that he made up, there is no home cultivation at all, mm-hmm. which he said the reason for doing that was because he had ran his bill over with some head of law enforcement agencies in Idaho, and after talking with them, he decided just to take out any home cultivation at all and just to leave it up to treatment centers to dispense the medicine.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a shame, too, when we're having to consult with law enforcement on what is really a medical issue. It really shouldn't matter what law enforcement thinks about this. If a doctor thinks that you should be able to grow some plants to take care of yourself, you should be able to, but there are political realities to deal with in Idaho. Can you think of any other compromises or differences between the Idaho proposal and what we have in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, the Idaho proposal, like Dave, Tom was stressing, that it would be very strictly regulated. 2 ounces in a 28-day period would be the allowed amount. Anybody with a drug conviction on the record would be ineligible for the program itself.
Really?
So,
wow. So someone who had been using medically this year and gets busted couldn't use medically next year when it's legal.
Right, they just wanted to keep this as strict as possible in order to try, you know, not even that was enough to, you know, let them at least move it on to the next step.
Yeah, so this just has just, these are just informational hearings that you were attending here. This hasn't been brought to a vote or is moved forward from here?
No, at this point, it's just an informational hearing. They just wanted to hear about it and know more about it. There's not going to be any action taken on it this session, mm-hmm. but it will serve as a good reference and a good, reference point for next year's legislative session when they do convene next year. So this one is kind of purely informational. They just want to know about it, hear what people have to say about it. Also, another individual who spoke against it was a person by the name of Holly Cool, who represented the Idaho Prosecuting Attorneys Association, and she came forth and was stating that, you know, the problems that were happening with other states that have medical marijuana laws, you know, and she was stressing the difficulties that it would put on law enforcement and prosecutors, which I wonder why, geez. And she said was indicating kind of the difficulties they would have in distinguishing medical from recreational, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, Debbie Field earlier was indicating how Montana's medical marijuana law was being appealed, which Tom fired back about how this is why Idaho's going to be better, because it's going to be through legislation rather than through initiative process. So his point there being that a medical marijuana law is passed through legislation rather than initiative, they have better outcomes.
At least from their perspective, yeah. Isaiah, is there a plan to follow up on this bill because Idaho isn't, you know, one of the 26 states that have some sort of referendum, constitutional amendment, initiative system. You could be doing a citizen initiative on this. Is there a plan to follow this up with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are currently in the process of circulating a statewide petition for a medical marijuana bill.
Excellent.
With the Idaho Medical Choice Act being circulated by Compassionate Idaho. You can actually view a copy of the petition at www.compassionateidaho.webs.com, and print off a petition, copy of the petition for yourself. So for iHomes out there listening, you can download a copy of the petition, print it off, and collect signatures and turn it in. So I think this will be the best way to, this will, through initiative process, we can get medical marijuana in Idaho a lot quicker than through legislative process, which patients don't have time to be waiting for.
All right. Well, Isaiah Valdez from Idaho Normal, you're doing fantastic work. That this bill has gotten hearings like this in just the first couple of years of activism out there in the Gem State is pretty amazing to me. And I know that we're in good hands out there, and you're doing a great job. And, of course, go Broncos.
Oh, absolutely. Go Broncos. We're going to have a new kicker next year.
That's right. We're going to make it next year. Thank you so much, Isaiah, for joining us here on Normal Show Live. We appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Russ.
All right. When we come back, we're going to take some time in a cannabis conversation with Ganja John. We'll talk about the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, get his impressions of the event. Stay tuned. It's Normal Show Live.
Want more than just your Normal Show Live? Get your daily fix of marijuana news and interviews on the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the weekday podcast available on iTunes and at stash.normal.org.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. At Normal, we've been prepping for this debate for 40 years.
Legalize marijuana? Prove it. Join Normal today at NORML.org, and your donation will help us spread the growing truth about cannabis. Free speech ain't free, you know.
Free the ganja tree, it's the healing of the nation. Free the Cali weed, good for meditation. Free the pot smokers, they're in a delight. Lighting up the chalice, they will keep no malice.
Free the marijuana.
Come on, come on, come on, say.
Free the marijuana.
Hear me, say.
Free the marijuana.
Legalization, decriminalization, lowest law enforcement priority, medical marijuana, ganja sacrament, consumer cannabis, industrial hemp. The world of marijuana law reform involves many different aspects of cannabis that interact nearly every public policy discussion in America, including healthcare, the economy, global climate change, law enforcement in prisons, immigration, religion, free speech, energy policy, and war. Now, we take a look at how re-legalizing marijuana will change the world in our Normal Show Live Cannabis Conversations.
Oh, I'm telling you, folks, we're becoming like Aaron Rodgers and Donald Driver up in here. I called an audible right before the break, and Ganja John's on it.
On it.
On it. It was a beautiful thing. I got to thinking, you know, I didn't really have anything decent to rant about, and Ganja John just came back from the Medical Cannabis Cup in Denver, and we were going to talk about it an hour or two, and I thought, hey, you know, these podcast people, they deserve a little bit of replay on what happened. So yeah. We're just going to sit here and have a little conversation, talk about the Medical Cannabis Cup. I see you got cool new things. It's show and tell.
I got
Ganja John Cam.
I got a few things going on here. Hold on one second. I'm rocking a new ash catcher on Russ's bong right now. But yeah, I got a lot of glass while I was there. I got a lot of Canafresh stuff from the good folks at Canafresh. I talked to the people at Hitman Glass about getting some new glass for our studio, and I had a really good time. Honestly, you guys, it was more fun than San Francisco for certain reasons, for a few certain reasons. But I think San Francisco this year is going to be more fun than this even. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I can handle this much living, as I was...
Yeah, well, you weren't planning to be in for the long haul, were you?
Gosh. I don't know. I didn't expect what happened. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But since this is a recorded podcast, there's some things I can't talk
about. That's right. There's some things we cannot get into. Yeah. But you got to hang out in a limo.
Uh-huh.
You got to meet. Tell the folks the people you got to meet.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I met Tim Martin, obviously, from John Doe Radio, my good buddy. And I got to meet his whole crew, Derek, who just oozes cool, by the way, folks. I mean, just the coolest guy in the world. Derek, Diamond. I met Adam Dunn from TH Seeds, another really cool guy. We got to ride in the Hemp Hoodlum limo and smoke a little bit of the finest Colorado medical marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times had by all.
Yes, by everyone.
And, of course, Danny Danko and all the High Times crew.
Danny Danko, Nico, Dave Bienenstock, Rick Cusick, Dan Sky, all those guys, awesome. Absolutely awesome. Yeah.
Wow, well, and I probably packed to the gills.
Oh, yeah. This place had a the first day we had beautiful weather in Denver, about 75 degrees, somewhere around there. It was just absolutely gorgeous, and the place was absolutely packed. The line to get into the medicating area to show your Colorado ID and Colorado recommendation was around the block just to get into that part. and then to get into the actual expo was much farther than that. And, I mean, it really, really, just like San Francisco last year, more people than they probably could have handled. But we had a, I mean, it turned out way better than this time, I think, logistically speaking.
Yeah, well, they get that stuff figured out, you know.
Yeah.
The first time they did it last year in San Francisco, it's the first time. You're going
right.
to realize, oh, gee, we should have had more of this.
Everybody wanted to go.
Oh, yeah. It was an amazing time. And of course, they're having one in June?
Yep, June 25th.
June 25th, 26th out there in San Francisco. So check out MedCanCup.com and get tickets early.
Yeah, you guys really need to get VIP passes early. And in a couple days, the High Times will announce who the musical guest is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out. And I'll tell you guys right now, the VIP party was in a warehouse in the middle of freaking nowhere. And the Kid Cudi concert that we went to, and BC Northern Lights was really repping there. They had a Kid Cudi grow box, the producer, to give away. And it was just a real great time. About a couple thousand people showed up to this concert. It was the biggest hot box I've ever seen in my life. I got to hang out backstage a little bit. I got to watch pretty much most of the show from behind the stage. But the coolest thing that happened was Danny Danko presented a Doobie Award to Kid Cudi for his best marijuana song this year, which was a song called Marijuana.
Right.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
And so me and Danny were talking. I got to hold a Doobie Award, everybody. It was pretty cool. But yeah, he gave him the Doobie Award and got up on stage with him and did a song, and it was awesome. I mean, it was awesome for me to watch, but Danny was so thrilled. I mean, it was a career highlight for
him. And we're going to play that in hour two.
We'll play the video from that.
It's available on YouTube, though. You can just go in Kid Cudi featuring Danny Danko. Yeah. If you want to watch it, those of you listening on the podcast. But for those of you listening live, we'll play that in hour two. It'll be a lot of fun. As far as the vendors there, I saw a lot of the award winners that were coming through JDR's feed.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned the Incredible one again for best product.
Yeah,
was there a new type of Incredible?
There is a new type of Incredible, and it's actually not available yet, but we got to use it. It's Sherlock, actually. It's a Sherlock piece, and it has a trigger right under the bowl to release it instead of pulling it.
I need a change.
Yeah. We were smoking some bubble hash through it, and just an amazing.
Well, that's always
piece.
Been my thing with the Incredible, which I love it. The only thing is it's this long tubular device, and you can't really see your bowl. You can't see what you're lighting, and you know if you bend down a little bit, it can fall out of the end of the bowl. So is it more slanted up?
Yes, it comes up like a Sherlock. It's like a J shape. You know, it comes up like this and comes down.
Oh.
A nice, really nice Sherlock piece, and it's glass too. It's not. not plastic.
Oh, my. So. Oh, my. And some other vendors that were interested in Normal Show Live?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a few I can't really talk about yet.
It's still under wraps,
but Hitman Glass is one. They have some amazing pieces, really high-end. Tim from John Doe Radio got one, and we got to play with it a little bit at the High Times party. But yeah, I mean, just really, really amazing pieces. The biggest thing out there that I was really surprised by is how Colorado has come up with all these new ways to do things. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd never had CO2 extracted hash before.
Oh.
And that was a new thing. A lot of the vacuum purged BHO. See, we don't get that in Oregon because there's nobody making it, you know, at a dispensary, really. You know, you can't get money behind it to buy the equipment to do it. But lots of really just high quality BHO, a lot of high quality extracts. And the marijuana really rivaled a lot of the stuff that I had out in California, to be honest with you, because in there it's all indoor. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all really high quality, and there wasn't, you know, I tried just about every sativa, at least half of the indicas that were entered, and there's just, I mean, really, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, the true Rocky Mountain high. Is there an altitude effect in getting high?
Most definitely.
Yeah?
Most definitely. Yeah.
More THC, yeah. Less oxygen, right?
Right, right, right. And, you know, if you're gasping for breath after a skillet hit, you know, you...
a skillet hit?
A skillet hit.
What's that?
That's another way to smoke oil. And it's just... It's just amazing.
I thought it was a hit so bad it was like getting hit upside the head with a skillet.
Those are the kind of hits I like, actually. But yeah.
Oh, man, what a good time. And as far as, you know, personally for you, this is like, you know, getting to go out and travel and being away from, you know, used to be you were tethered to kidney dialysis. This must have been a thrill.
Absolute thrill. It was amazing. I mean, honestly, I don't get to... you know, the 2.5 years I didn't get to travel and didn't get to go to events, this was the first event I got to see the whole High Times crew after my transplant. And it was, you know, just like a family reunion. And I can't put into words how much fun I had.
Now, you got this Tuna shirt there. Was Tuna there?
Yes. Bobby was there. They premiered Square Grouper the night before. I missed it. I'm sorry. Oh. I can't give you. My plane came in too late. But, yeah, Bobby's there, and we were talking to Bobby about a project that we're looking at doing. I was telling him I want to make it to every cup this year. That's my goal, is to make it to Denver, San Francisco, and Amsterdam. Yeah. If I could do it, that would be awesome.
You'll be our Cannabis Cup correspondent.
Exactly, exactly. And yeah, I mean, that was my goal, and we were kind of just, you know, shooting shit, talking back and forth, and he said that he would love to go to Amsterdam. There's just no way he can afford it. The man spent 30 years in prison. I mean, honestly, I look at him like a really awesome grandpa or dad. Mm-hmm. Every time I see him, I give him a hug. He's a great guy. But honestly, he's our Jesus. He went to jail for the rest of us who didn't.
I was thinking Nelson Mandela.
Whatever.
But okay.
You know, whatever. But he went to jail for the rest of us, you know, who haven't spent any time in jail. And he spent enough time for all of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd really like to do a fundraiser to get Tuna to Amsterdam.
Yeah. If you were smoking pot in the 70s, or you are the child of someone who was smoking pot in the 70s, Bobby Tuna probably had something to do with that happening.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not every single time or every single, you know, bowl, but a large degree. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got it. You owe proper respect. And I think this is a great idea. I think send the Tuna to Amsterdam. You know, once we get through with the conference and the marches, and then Cannabis Cup's not till like November, right?
November, yeah.
Yeah. So we got time to get this put together. So if you're interested in that idea, you know, send John some email and maybe we can work it out. JON@NORML.org, John@NORML.org. And so that'll be really cool. Hey, folks, also, we're running out of time here, so I wanted to make sure I got the promos out for the Normal Network today. We've made a slight lineup change because Eric Brenner with the California Marijuana Report, he's going to be on the network for sure, absolutely. He's just not quite ready yet with a new podcast. He's got some I think it's infrastructure stuff he has to put together as far as the studio and all. So anyway, in that slot, we've got another podcast that we're debuting, which is the Marijuana Compassion and Common Sense Show from KCAA Radio out there in Loma Linda, California, Inland Empire, kind of the Riverside area. Lanny Swerdlow, who's a registered nurse and also a clinic director at the THCF Riverside Clinic down there. Fantastic activist. I was on his show, just this show that we're going to podcast. It's not this episode, but I've been a guest on his show before, and Lanny does a great job. Lanny is the guy that gave me the concept of marijuana as a vitamin, cannabis as a vitamin, that it should be a supplement that we use to maintain wellness, not just a medicine we use to stave off illness. And I thought that was a fantastic concept. So check out his show tonight, 8 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 Pacific. Cannabis Cure UK from Sussex, England is on the air. At 8 Central, 6 Pacific, we got Mile High Normal from Denver, Colorado. At 8 Mountain or 7 Pacific, we got John Doe Radio. And again, 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern Time, Marijuana, Compassion, and Common Sense with Lanny Swerdlow. That entire lineup replays right after that at 9 Pacific or midnight Eastern, so you'll catch Normal Show Live, Cannabis Cure UK, Mile High Normal, John Doe Radio, and Marijuana, Compassion, and Common Sense. For Ganja John and Cannabis Carrie and Coleco the intern, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us here on the podcast. And for those of you listening live, stay tuned. We're back with another hour. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it all one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.